next guest, Dr. Petey Wagner, developed the first cold permanent wave in America, has three doctorate degrees. Fortune magazine called her the lady with the golden touch because of the vast fortune she accumulated. Dr. Wagner was kidnapped, murdered through electrocution, and medical doctor that was a partner in the crime who owned a private hospital arranged for this murder. And she was sent back from heaven to testify against her own kidnappers in court.
The 10th day, the electricity came on in the morning. They came running to get me and immediately took me back down and set me down in that electrocution chair and put the electrodes on again. And this time it was different, Sid. This time it was out of the body in presence with the Lord.
The electricity worked, is what you're saying.
The electricity worked, and I was up in heaven, and I looked just like I did in that picture that's in the book when I was 26 years old. And praise the Lord, it was just beautiful. I was walking on streets of pure gold with my purple velvet robe on, and out of nowhere comes two beautiful chairs. We had 14 hand-carved rosewood chairs around our dining room table with just as many little cushions as it took for every one of us to get our little heads up to even with the table in order to hear the wisdom of the world every day when my daddy held forth. And here was something that meant nothing but pure love to me. And I believe, Sid, that everybody's going to be ushered into heaven with something that means pure love to them. Because here are my chair and my daddy's chair. And I just walked over and sat down in it like I knew what I was doing. And, you know, those streets of gold, Sid, were bouncy. They were pure love. That was just nothing but substance, pure, pure love. I sat down in that chair, and out of the atmosphere comes my Jesus. I didn't need an introduction. I tell you, I knew who he was. He sat down across from me, and it was like a million intravenous feedings of pure love going into every cell of my body. I would go to converse with him, and in my mind, it was just like we would communicate. I knew everything there was in this whole world to know. We would go to communicate, and I would, before I could even get the thought out of my head, he already was answering it, and I was just absorbing it. We could look down and see them take the electrodes off of my head. We saw the doctors come in and write no vital signs. Six times in the 6 hours that I was legally dead, we saw them write no vital signs. They came in every hour on the hour and took my pulse and took my vital signs, and there was none. Then they took the electrodes off. They were just sat laughing and giggling. They thought they had done a really, very good job. But I was up there with Jesus after 6 hours of this, of our communicating and God just writing on the tablet of my heart every bit of the Bible, just fusing it into my spirit and into my heart. Then he said to me, "Would you like to stay up here and work, or do you want to go back to earth?" And I said, just like my daddy always would say to every one of us, if we would take a project to him for approval and to be finished so we could get our next one, he would say, he'd never say, "Look, that's a lousy job." He would say, "Take it back and wrap it up with red ribbons." That would mean get it to perfection. So here is Jesus saying to me, "Do you want to stay up here or do you want to go back to earth?" And I said, "Lord, my job is not done. I've got a lot of packages to wrap up in red ribbons yet. Before I'm finished on the earth." So he said, "Today you are the judge, not the jury. Anytime your blueprint of life that your heavenly Father has given to you is interrupted, you have a choice." And I believe that every one of us have that blueprint interrupts it. And I think that we have a choice when it is interrupted, because I said I must wrap up those red ribbons, those packages.